How do you make a radio ad for an 8K TV that conveys the feeling of 33 million pixels with over a billion shades of color hitting your eyeballs? This is the best we can do. Samsung Neo QLED 8K. Unreasonably good.
Congratulations, this is episode 30. Listeners, you knew what you fucking signed up for. I warned you at the start of this whole fucking thing. Welcome to the 33% Majority, a podcast where you'll find three buddies, chums, pals, if you will, battling for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, with the most, the verbose and handsome, Ashley Hall.
Okay, I guess I'm your host, Vengeance and Darkness, Batman, or Tom, I guess.
No, I'm your host, Ash's real dad, Alex Springthorpe.
I just made a reconnection with my real dad, actually. He messaged me the other day asking me for coffee.
I know. It's been I love coffee. I don't know what to tell you, Ash. I'm a thirsty young man. I need caffeine
Alex,
for my...
Alex, please turn up to mine and my estranged father's. Just rock up. Be like, hey, I'm Alex's other dad. Ashley's other dad. Hang on. Well, I forgot my name there.
Did you just...
Yeah. Nobody ever claimed I was smart, guys, okay?
Okay. Ashley, did you perchance write down, recite, and then practice the intro this episode?
Why? Did it feel a bit less stunted than usual?
Yeah, no. Definitely. Hey, it sounded like you knew what the fuck you were talking about.
You remember when we first started the call, and there was like 3 to 7 minutes of me furiously typing silently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote the word verbose 6 times to get the spelling right.
Yeah, because you see, Ash, usually what happens is you have an acute case of dyslexia only related to the intro of this podcast.
Yeah, like people that know me are like, oh, you're so good at speaking. No wonder you do a podcast. And then they listen to the intro, they're like, oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, you've never spoken before, have you?
Insert clips of Ashley fucking up the intro here.
Hi, and welcome to the 33% Maturity, a talk show where you'll find three friends each fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'll be your host, Ashley Hall. Hi, and welcome to the 33% Majority, a podcast where three friends fight for their slice of the podcast pie. That was much harder than it was written out to be. Welcome to the 33% Majority, a podcast where Hi there, and welcome to a... No, I fucked it. I can't do it. Whoever's editing, it might be me and Tom this week. Don't do that.
Oh yeah, it's you two and I've got all the files.
Alex is going to send us all the master clips he's got of us all fucking up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
How's everyone's week been? I know we asked off air about my week. My week's been great. New job. It's peng.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm really loving it, man. It's super chill. My segment is going to be about my job, so we'll come back to that. So I can't I don't milk it for all it's worth too early.
But it's decidedly bussing.
As long as we get to clock in, that's not a problem.
Yeah, I don't want to pre-milk my segment. You know, that was a gross sentence. Yeah, not proud of that one.
Yes.
My week's been pretty good. I've enjoyed my week. We're just getting just practical stuff. I've got a couple of idiots coming over this weekend, so I've just been sorting out some final things with the house.
Are they handsome idiots?
Pretty. One of them.
It's Tom, isn't it? Tom's the fucking handsome one every time. And the worst thing is like, I accept that.
just practical week. Nothing funny, really. Just, I built some baby furniture, which is quite nice. My son's got a bedroom now. Isn't that sweet?
What is this, a cot for ants? I'm glad Tom laughed at that.
They do make him little.
Babies, notoriously smaller than the average adult.
Typically, yes. Boys, so you know how I told you off air that I'm a friend of mine that isn't me, promise, was going through a depressive episode and felt like he couldn't do the dishes.
Yeah.
I'd heard about the friend, yep.
Guess who did the dishes?
Is it your friend, Tom?
My friend Tom did the dishes, yeah.
Your friend Tom.
Tom, I need you to tell your friend Tom that I'm so proud of him. Me, Ashley's dad, I'm very proud of him.
My dad and I are very proud of you, Tom.
Tom.
My real father might actually listen to this. Nigel, if you're listening,
come here.
Alex Tom. Has replaced you as patriarchal figure in my life.
Tom, come through here. Yeah.
No, Alex and Ash say well done for
doing the washing up.
Well done for doing the dishes, you handsome devil.
Well done.
I assume you're good.
Tom, call him a miserable git.
Oh, thank you. They did say you're a miserable git though. Oh, that's not very nice, is it? It's not very nice. Yeah, Tom, you can go now.
No wonder he's depressed if you're just dismissing him like that. Fucking hell. Tom, you can fuck off now, mate. We've got our jokes out of you.
Have I got a dissociative personality disorder now as well?
It's just slamming the door on yourself. Pretty embarrassing, really.
Fuck off, Tom!
No, don't. I love you.
Walk away as the door slams.
No,
we're not doing any more sing songs.
No more goth music, please. We did some of that there. No more. No
where
more
are
goth
you?
Stuff.
No.
Sorry. No.
Yeah. Enough.
Not here. Not
we're
here
finished.
Is where
not
I
here,
am.
Not here. Not now.
So yeah, that's some anecdotes.
Well, I'm glad you did the dish. Well, your friend did the dishes. Tom's friend Tom. I'm really proud of you. I know that things are tough all the time, but you know they can't be tough forever.
That's true. That's true.
If you were at your best all the time, mate, your best would just be called you. Do you know what I mean? Like your best is not the standard to work to all the time. It's your best for a reason. So don't worry about it. You'll get there when you get there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Really lovely thing you just said on our comedy podcast.
Sorry, do you want me to make some jokes?
It's not really fitting with the vibe. No. It's not really fitting with the vibe, but it is just lovely. Just, hey, look at us going, just being friends. I had a thought.
Careful.
This is episode 30, this one is.
Hey!
It is.
You know how when we're talking to people about the podcast and they're like, where should I start? And the answer is always...
Not episode one.
Anything but episode one.
The accuracy there is pretty galling.
Why don't we just do everything we can? This is the best one. Where do we start? Episode 30. It's episode 30 definitely because that is our best work.
This is our magnum opus. Did I say that right?
It's got quality goofs, good friends, fame, 15 minutes... some segments.
It's got the recipe.
I've so phoned in my segment this week, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, but Tommy, your phoned in segments are still better than my most planned segments, so don't worry about
that. That's not true.
It's me doing Reddits.
I'm just so ready. I'm so fucking, like, energized.
Are you chomping at the bit?
I'm chomping at the bit right now. Welcome to episode 30 of the 33% Majority. Actually, hang on. I've thought of a better episode to be our best episode. Hang on. Don't worry. This
Guys,
one's just a normal shit one.
Right
try
now,
again in three.
Wait two more episodes. We'll come back to it.
Ignore everything I said. Ash, you're editing this one. Just highlight what I just said and copy it into 33.
I will. I'll just chop that whole set. In fact, Tom, if we just get your bit of me being nice to you as well, we'll take that and we'll just cut that out. This episode is going to be a fucking stinker, but 33 is going to be a banger.
Yeah, this episode sucks ass.
It's just going to be, I'm going to take all the laughs out of it and put them into 33. It's going to be dead
next
air.
Time somebody asks, which episode should I start with? We'll say episode 1 through 29.
Don't listen to episode 30. It's the bad one. The one we did bad.
It's the one where we phoned it in.
Always phone it in. That's my rules. That's how I've been living my life.
Yeah.
One phone call at a time, baby.
Before we two segments... Mm-hmm. Just so the audience is aware, we're having a boys' weekend this weekend. It's a weekend for boys. It's a weekend for boys to do guy stuff.
We're gonna have a real episode 10 kind of weekend. Wink.
But don't listen to episode 10 because episode 33 is gonna shit all over it.
Exactly.
Any multiple of 10, don't listen to them.
Yeah, what was going to be our like flagship episodes, every 10 episodes we'll do something great, is actually spiraled into the opposite of that, where they're the only episodes you shouldn't listen to.
Never those ones. You've given me an idea, Alex. We are to have a meeting this weekend in regards to podcast things, because contrary to what the audience might believe, we do actually put some amount of work into this.
Some considerable effort.
Speak for yourself. I just turned up on the day.
Ashley Hall, who has never edited the show, ladies and gentlemen.
You sweet boys pouring hours of your lives into it, you fucking suckers.
We've been good.
Hoodwinked,
but
baby.
One thing that I probably can spoil a little bit that's on the agenda is to discuss that thing that we spoke about in the last episode, where we might actually try and break a world record.
Yes.
Now, Having said that, my favorite three brothers, who also have a podcast called My Brother and Me, decided to skip episode 420 for a long time because they felt as though they couldn't do good enough weed jokes for the episode that they were going to do. So I think that in the future, you will get episode 32 and then you'll get episode 34 and you won't get episode 33 because the 33th episode will be the longest episode of any podcast that's ever existed.
I'm so fucking down for that. You've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, how about
that? To clarify, I want episode 33. I love this. Episode 33 is going to be a fully edited to the normal high standards, as in, by that, I mean that I'll fucking do it, because he's too bogged.
This is like a master craftsman, and we're like the IKEA flat pack furniture guys.
I'll edit it all the way through to high levels. Don't get me wrong, I'll have to export it in a really shitty quality because our hosting provider only lets us upload up to 300 meg. So
we should just message them about that. Tom's in with those guys. Yeah, Tom, true. Just fucking DM those sweet boys and demand more.
I was actually thinking that if we are going to actually do a world record attempt and maybe do some raising money for charity and all that kind of malarkey.
If by charity you mean the stripper I want to hire for my 30th birthday, you're absolutely correct, yeah.
Oh, actually, we don't have time for that. We've only got a week.
It's only like a week away, isn't it? I'm getting older by the second, which I assume is how time works, isn't it, really?
Yeah. You are old. You are so very old. But yeah, that's something to look forward to, that we may try and break a world record, and that will be the 33th episode.
Get some commitment behind you, Tom. Talk like you mean it. We won't try. We're going to fucking nail it for the 33th, the 33rd episode.
No, I don't like that.
Yes. Sounds like rhymes with beef, not the other nasty one you were thinking of. No, if you thought of that one, you...
Stop listening now, you naughty boy.
Don't stop listening. You've got to leave us a good review if you thought of the bad word that begins with a Q, you naughty boy. Naughty silly boy.
Oh, before we go into hostship, Tom, you've just reminded me, on the subject of bad reviews, do you want to read the one we got this week, or shall I?
Oh, you definitely should.
Why don't we save it for Money Train?
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, listeners, you need to hear it, and the man or woman who had... Well, I assume woman, actually. Well, no, it's got to be a man, hasn't it, for the name? Listeners, you'll see when we get there.
Could just say person.
Well, fuck, I forgot that people existed for a second.
Listener.
I lived in an entirely gendered binary world just there. I regret the actions I've performed. Right, I'm going to rip away the Band-Aid and become a host first, if that's cool with you two sweet boys.
Yeah. Fine.
I'm up for it.
So I've started working at an outdoor kind of play, an outdoor sports specialty store that rhymes with Maflaflon. Which isn't a word, but nothing else rhymes.
Matalan. Ashley works at Matalan.
I don't work at Matalan. I'm not that posh. All I can tell you is they make us wear bibs and they're a French company, so there you go. And I've realised that, like, I thought I was really outdoorsy, because I like camping, I like a hike, you know, I like climbing, skateboarding, I like lots of outdoor things, and I thought I was, like, really fucking cool. It turns out I'm actually the least cool person at my work now.
Ooh. Okay.
Because, like, my manager is a triathlon guy, so he does like the running, the swimming, and the, what's the other one? Running, swimming.
Surfboarding.
Yeah, running, swimming, surfboarding, climbing. He just does all of it. Like, but they're all incredible athletes and like brilliant human beings, super healthy. I'm the only smoker in the building. I went around yesterday. Yeah. Dude, it's embarrassing. I was like, hey, has anyone got a lighter? And they all just looked at me like I just fucked their dog in front of them.
Why, Ashley? Have you got a campfire to light? Have you got to ignite your single gas burner for a can of beans? What you got going on here?
It was pretty mortifying. So I spoke to them and they were like, hey, we don't have lighters, none of us smoke. And I was like, oh, fuck you then. And it got me thinking as to like how much better they are than me as people.
Mm. Okay.
And how the things we all want to do, what's stopping us from doing them? I'll give you an example of what I mean. I work in the snowboarding section, despite the fact that I cannot and have not ever been able to snowboard. Like, ever. Mm. I'm not good at it. I can skate, like, relatively well, but I cannot snowboard. I've tried. I've been to Scotland on Glen Shee and tried it there. Not good at it. I can't ski either. Pretty mortifying.
Yeah.
So Guys, I'm just going to have to pause for 2 seconds. I'm receiving a... I've just had 5 messages in a row from my missus. I'm being summoned. I'm really sorry. You guys...
Just side, hold, sidebar. I think it's because snow's so slippy. I don't know why they made the snow so slippy.
Snow?
It's... No, Ash, you're not here. You're Ash, having an emergency right now. Me and Tom are just going to talk about snow and slipperiness.
We will hold the fort. Timer will continue.
Tom... Tommy, why do you think they make the snow so slippy?
Well, you see, the thing is that I don't actually think that, you know, it was intended to be, like, surfed upon. So it's pretty tough. It's like wakeboarding. It's like, that's water. Why don't you just board on the land?
That's for drinking. You can't get off of this. This one's for drinking. Have a sip of it.
This is not for you, you fuck.
You don't know what we said.
Ash, you'll still have an emergency. Go on. Go have your emergency. Me and Tom have got emergency. Your segment this week.
Would you like to know what the emergency was?
No, actually, please, yes, please. No. No, actually. Oh. I really don't wish to know.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. my beloved partner, the bee's knees.
Did she find the carrot? Did she find last week's carrot?
It was on the snowman in the garden this whole time.
Sorry, Ash, did you say that she couldn't open spaghetti?
There was a jar of spaghetti sauce.
And you're telling me...
She needed a big, strong man.
She interrupted your podcast to get
so
you
I
to
got
open.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got 7 messages. Juice. Hey, 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 need your help. Super, super, super quick. Hey, please. And then I, that's the messages. And then I went in.
Hell.
And she stood there.
Need to put the bee's
around.
Knees on fucking blast right now.
Yeah, I'm fucking going to ruin her life, honestly. and then she passed me the jar. I opened it and now she's making my dinner. So, you know, balance.
Ash, I know that we are mid your segment, but just so that you're aware, Apple recently released a software update, iOS 15, and it brings with it a feature called focus modes. Now, there's a bunch of presets like work, do not disturb, sleep.
Am I being told off right now?
But you can also create your own focus modes. I have a focus mode called podcast, and what it specifically does is stops people from contacting me whilst I record. So that's information. Do with it what you
want. But then I wouldn't have received a delicious spaghetti dinner.
I think what we're trying to say here, Ash, is that what you did do is a horrible podcast crime.
It was crime, yeah.
Congratulations, this is episode 30. Listeners, you knew what you fucking signed up for. We warned you at the start of this whole fucking thing.
Right, Ashley, a lot has happened. Do you mind just re-summarising what your segment is, please?
Yeah, my segment is things we want to do and why we don't do them. And snowboarding's my example. I want to do
what it. What I don't ever let happen is... let somebody interrupt my podcast recording. I never let that happen.
You guys are just better podcasters than me. again, I am just the cleaner that picked up the mic. That's all I am. Mm. Like, if you guys recall, like, 20 episodes ago.
I love that that's in the canon.
Yeah, it's canonical for our universe that I was just in the background and you guys were like, oh, we need a name. And I was like, yeah, it's me.
So there were talks of a family holiday to do a skiing before my wife decided to make a boy.
Yeah, don't
and we were excluded from any future talks about a January 2022 ski trip. Mm. And I was looking at it, and I think a lot of skiing is confidence. Like, if you just know, right, this is going to hurt until I can get my head around how to do it right. Then that's fine. It's going to hurt. Do it until it stops hurting. That's just an alley top tip when it comes to snow-based activity.
Do it until it stops hurting.
Do it till it stops hurting or you die.
Yeah.
Me fucking a snowman. Just do it until it stops hurting.
That's frostbite.
Eventually you'll erode a large enough hole.
You'll have a smooth, icy bussy.
Bundussy.
That's snow bussy.
Snussy.
So Snussy. Snussy's fucking cute.
I'm not. Right, I do it because the DVLA said I was allowed to. Driving, I do it. I'm not very good at it yet, and I find a lot of it quite frightening. Like, if I get to a tricky junction, I don't do it. If I've got to turn right out...
Alex is recording this from the end of his driveway.
Bear in mind, we drive on the left-hand side of the road, so if I come to the end of the road and I've got to turn right across traffic... sometimes I just turn left and then do a U-turn somewhere. I think it's frightening. I'm not very good at it yet.
Audience members that are joining us from home, this is obviously like really great comedy that you're probably glad to be hearing until you consider that me, Tom, who is in London here in the coastal town of Lewisham,
Alex offered to do six hours worth of driving to come and scoop me up from London. Yeah. I'm glad that didn't go ahead, if I'm honest with you.
Is he picking you up from a train station?
I was going to go just pick him up from his house, but that's easy. That one's easy driving. You just get on a motorway and it only goes one way. You don't have to turn across a motorway ever. If you have, then you've done something disastrously wrong.
Something's really wrong.
Something else is amiss there.
I can imagine Tom's really good at driving. Tom, are you a good driver?
Alex, am I?
I've no idea, Tom. I've never been in a car with you.
No, you've never been in the car with me, but you've viewed me.
Oh,
driving.
I've seen some photographs of some things wrapped around things that shouldn't have been. Yeah, as a result of Thomas's driving.
This is either he's so good at driving that he wraps Christmas presents, or he's so bad at driving that he makes the lamppost a Christmas present and the car is like the wrapping paper. It's festive.
Luckily, you're so close, but no cigar. I didn't wrap my car around a lamppost. I wrapped my car around a Mercedes.
They call him just bad job Thomas.
Bad job Tom. Yeah. I can't drive at all. Like I literally am not allowed.
I let you drive my car, just like off the drive and stuff. Oh, sometimes it's a nice little Ashley treat. I just let him move my car on the drive.
He doesn't need it moving either. He just passes with the keys. He's like, go on then. And I just take it onto the road. Back onto the drive. And it's wonderful fun. Mm. Well, I don't care about your car, Alex. That's the thing. Is like, if I crash the Micra, I'll probably get a thank you letter.
Yes, you will.
Nobody cares about the Micra. The Micra's got a new trick, by the way. Sorry just to derail ever so slightly.
No, keep derailing. I like this.
Now when you put the... When you operate the brakes to make the car slow down, all of the interior lights come on. No idea why.
To your fucking.
I don't know how I did it, but I have.
Wired up to the brake pedal. Perfect.
Alex, further to your note. So, you know, back when I used to be a motorped man, and I had a moped.
Oh yes.
Lovely Honda that had great. Honda Racing Team colours, and I spray painted it black for some reason.
Fool.
I don't know. Yeah, big fool behaviour. My dad then bought me an Aprilia RS125, and that got stolen.
Wait for Ashley to come!
Is it four stroke or two? Because my cum depends on it.
Two.
Ashley did a yucky cum noise here.
Yes, it was one of the beefy that one of the ones that had the that was much beefier than it should have been, you know what I mean. It looked bigger.
The big tuned, it's a two stroke, but it does all the going.
Yeah, it had a lot of go to it. That one got stolen by some nasty men in Lincolnshire. And so then my dad bought me a Honda NSR 125.
Was it the Fox Eye?
Ashley's going to just do another quick cum. Yes, it was.
Ashley did another yucky cum noise here.
Now you've got to allow for a refractory period before you can mention any of the good bikes.
Okay, well, the good thing is that it's... My dad decided to wrap that motorbike round an old lady's car, so I never got that one.
She's still driving around with it in the bumper, though, isn't she? She hasn't noticed.
Precisely, yeah. And my dad still has the gear lever in his knee.
Safety keeping.
Safety keeping.
Fuck you.
But the thing is that after I lost both of my motorcycles, I borrowed with consent, let's call it that, a motorcycle from my friend and drove it from Deeping all the way to Deeping St. Nicholas, which is about...
God, blimey, Tom. That sounds like upwards of maybe 4 miles.
Yeah. So the problem was that I liked to think that I was better at motorcycling than I actually was. I had no idea how to operate the gears because it's very different to operating a car. I spent the entire journey almost throwing myself off of the motorcycle by downshifting too hard.
Good. I used to be a really good motorcyclist, I would like to say. Mm-hmm. You've both been on my motorcycle and neither of you were killed to bits even one time.
I've never been killed on the back of a bike that Alex has been riding, which is as far as my testament goes. Mm. No, I've ridden behind Alex for like a fair distance with my little brother on the back of Alex's bike. Mm. And credit where credit's due, Jesus Christ, can that man ride? Like, I don't want to big Alex up too much.
Yeah, there was nothing on a motorcycle I wasn't afraid of, but now I don't turn right out of junctions.
On a motorbike, Alex will be on the back wheel in an IKEA car park, destroying a Kia Ceed.
Nothing ever came of that.
Can you believe?
I still talk about that because I work next door to it. So sometimes I have a cigarette and yeah. I just look across the car park wistfully.
I did an accident to a parked car showing off to Ashley. Like I was okay. Ignore the thing I said about being good at motorcycling. I did a bad motorcycle crime to a car that was parked, and the bike actually had an issue. It was only running on 3 of its 4 cylinders before the crash, and when I picked it up, it had just suddenly fixed itself. Whereas the Kia was strewn across the car park in a million bits. I left a note and I called my insurance company. Hello, I've done a. I fucked it. And they were like, no worries, we'll sort it out. We'll let you know if anything happens. And nothing ever did. So if you drive a Kia Ceed, I'm really sorry about it. Please don't call the insurance people because I'm sure the statute of limitations is not up on that yet and you could probably get a new car.
Jeez. It was the reaction you had. So to put this into context, it was kind of midwinter. We were in an indoor car park with quite glossy floors. And I just got a new motorcycle and I was very excited. So we went for a little bimble and then we're in an underground car park hanging out because it was cold and wet. And Alex decided to open her up and do a wheelie across the car park. And he kind of jumped it up on the back wheel. And then I don't know how it happened, but the back end just slid out and then it slid.
Well, I thought, well, no, that's the thing. I laid into it and expecting the front to come up, but it just hit the limiter and I wasn't going any quicker. I was like, what the fuck's sake? My clutch is slipping. So I got off the power and rolled back onto it. And I realised suddenly in that moment that it wasn't the clutch spinning, it was the rear wheel just lighting the fuck up. Wheel went one way, front wheel went the other way, bike, I had to lay her down, and it slid, and I watched it in slow motion, spitting spitting sparks everywhere, and I just watched it slide into the front of a Kia.
It was glorious, because then Alex got up and was just like, did you see him pull out on me? Still parked there.
Anyway, I don't think we spent a single minute talking about the thing Ashley wanted us to talk about.
I don't give a single fuck. I know about Tom's motorbike history and I know about you crashing yours. Beautiful.
What I think is wonderful, Ash, is that you've really adhered to your own statement at the beginning of the episode that this episode was going to be mediocre. We're on our way.
Yeah, I'm committed to delivering what I say I'm going to fucking deliver, guys.
We are well on our way, ladies and gentlemen, to mediocrity.
We're well on our way.
If only there was something we could do to make it worse, but in a yucky way.
Let's go do that now. No, Ash. The music goes like this.
Oh, that was fucking ooh. Hey Tom, that was fucking slick.
All right.
Thank you. What's really slick is that the music ends now.
There you go.
Oh shit.
What about that? Damn. Welcome, everybody, to your favourite segment between segments, Urban. What the frick? Shinnery.
Tom,
you sounded like a frightened old man that time.
Can
I didn't like that
passionate
one.
Passionate redo. We're going to hype you up. Come on, Tom. It's What the Frictionary time, baby.
You
got
do it, Tom.
I was thinking that I would just go for like a pretty mediocre tone. I thought mediocrity was the...
Yeah, for me, Tom. You're a perfect specimen of man.
Hey everybody, welcome there to segment between segments, Urban. What the frick? Shinnery.
So much better. 10 out of 10.
I have a Yucko one that I've seen the description for, and I've got a normal entry that I haven't seen the description for. Which one do you want first?
Do you want to do normal and then Yucko?
I can do normal then Yucko.
That's pretty much what we exclusively do here on this podcast. Normal for the first 5 minutes and then Yucko.
Okay, so the word this one is domidick.
Doug Dimmadome's dig domidick.
Yes. That's for all the listeners at home. D-O-M-I-D-I-C-K. Domidick.
Is that just your friend Dominic, who's a bit of a cock?
Is it Dominic's penis?
Oh, okay. Either Dominic who is A or Dominic who has A.
Yeah. Dominic apostrophe S.
The good news is British politician Dominic Cummings could be Domidick Cummings, and then he's like, he's got the name, he's got Cummings as his surname.
That's almost poetic.
Domidick Cummings.
Dick.
That's a whole sentence, is.
Yeah, or if you were Richard Domidick Cummings, you could be Dick Domidick Cummings.
Is it, as opposed to a Subodick, is it a Domodick? You know the ones. You know the ones. You know those ones that tell you what to do.
You know, submissive dick.
Oh, right. A very commanding penis.
Yeah, I like a dick that pets my hair afterwards and tell me what a good little boy I am. I like that.
Aftercare is so important, Alex.
Thank you. Precious little head kisses. What a sweet young man I am. I did a good job to that wanger. Thank you.
What if it is, and forgive me for any appropriation here.
You're in a safe place.
No.
This is a safe place for friends, Tom. You can say it.
I don't know. I don't mean it that way. I was just reading the word again.
Too late now, Tom. Cancellation's coming for you, baby.
Is it do me dick? Is it a question? Is it a request?
Do me dick?
Is it an inquisitive Scotsman?
Do me dick?
Is it when you order pizza and you give somebody that good dicking down, which, by the way, dicking down is something people legitimately fucking say in real life. I heard some teenagers at work, they walk past me and I'm like hiding behind the snowboard section and they're like, oh, it's been years since I've had a good dicking down. I'm like, you're like 7 fucking teen. What do you mean?
What do you mean,
what
Charlotte?
Do you mean? So yeah, is it when you order Domino's and you get a good dicking down?
Oh, is it? No, you exactly. You know, on porn when they put their penis through the pizza box, a Domino's dick.
What do you mean on porn? That's like my sex life all the time. I can't maintain an erection without a pizza box around.
Shall we find out what it means?
I don't know. I feel like we're just having so much fun just running through these. I don't think we've ever had as many suggestions. Is it where you're naked sunbathing on a little Caribbean island?
The Dominican Republic.
Oh, it's the Dominican Republic. Very good, very good, very good.
Thank you.
I've got it. Is it where you knock over a bunch of ceramic tiles with your penis?
It's the Dominic effect.
Yeah.
Is it where you do a cum so good that the noise you make is really forceful, but also beautiful to listen to, an excellent song, and it's almost like a do re mi fa so.
The worst thing was that was such a fucking reach.
My suggestion had extra bits in it. That one, ladies and gentlemen, was an urban what the fructionary with pulp.
Mm. It's got the bits in it.
It's extra seedy.
Shall we find out the actual demolition?
Yeah,
the demolition before we do
any more. Yeah.
Okay. The demolition of this Urban Dictionary entry is when you love a guy who is only kind of friends with you and lots of girls love him, but then he loved you and your best friend, your other good friends called him Dom a Dick because they are so jealous. And then it says, Taylor told Kaylee and Michelle that Michael was a domidick because secretly Taylor liked him too, but he liked Kaylee and Michelle.
He liked Kaylee and Michelle. You go, domidick.
So really, it's not...
The definition is more confusing than the do-re-mi-fa-so-dick.
Yeah.
I'll take do-re-mi-fa-so-dick for 1200, Alex.
Shall we do the yucky one?
I think that one was pretty yucky, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna have to speed up. I'm just gonna read the definition.
Okay.
After I've read the entry, I'm gonna have to speed this up, and I'm also going to have to put in so many bleeps because I don't think I should actually be saying this on the radio.
Buzzing.
Toothbrush is the name of the entry.
It's really hard for me to find any way for that to be fucking disgusting, because, like, I own a toothbrush.
Oh, just you wait, Ashley.
Okay, I'm ready.
That's ominous.
I'm buckled
I'm gonna
in.
Need, I'm going to need no interruptions unless they are giggles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The range of 8 inches long, the functioning of which is enjoyed by members of both sexes, usually found hung, dangling, ready loosely for instant action. It boasts of a clump of little hairy things at one end and a small hole at the other end. In use, it is inserted almost always willingly, sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly into a warm, fleshy, moist opening where it's thrust in and drawn out again and again in many times in succession, often quickly and accompanied by squirming bodily movements. Anyone found listening will most surely recognize the rhythmic pulsing sound resulting from the well lubricated movements. When finally withdrawn, it leaves behind it a sticky
white, juicy, frothy substance, some of which will need cleaning from the outer surfaces of the opening, and some of it from its long, glistening shaft. After everything is done, and the flowing and cleansing liquids have ceased emanating, it has returned to its freely hanging state of rest, ready yet for another bit of action, hopefully reaching its bristling climax twice, or even three times a day, but often, many times less.
Okay, so no, not November's Crikey. Really, really fucking with some people, huh?
Mm, yeah, definitely.
Wow. Yeah, like,
see, I was so geared up for Urban Dictionary that it took me about halfway through that to realize that that's just a definition of what a toothbrush actually is.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. Yeah, yeah.
I legitimately thought it was a horrible, yucky thing.
And it wasn't.
About a Vanguard.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that I think that was the aim of
and
it.
And a pomegranate.
A Volkswagen and a Porsche, if you will.
Mm.
Owned by the same group, actually. Maphrodite. It's interesting, isn't it?
It's super interesting, no. Actually.
Is it?
Oh, and here's an extra little fault to that. The group is called the VAG Group, isn't it? VAG Group. Volkswagen Audi Group. That's fucking good.
I love being part of the VAG Group.
Owned Porsche and Volkswagen. That was... God, comedy's fucking easy nowadays, isn't it?
Is it?
All the kids are laughing at my car-based comedy.
I'm gonna host now. I'm gonna do Thanks, host. Tom.
Please.
What, so, what generous young man you are.
As I was laid in bed last night, I was thinking about a bunch of different segments that I could do for our comedy podcast, and I just thought to myself that maybe TED Talks was something.
Okay, so Ash, you prepared a TED Talk, a 5-minute long monologue. You just take us away, then you can start. Thanks.
Go.
In every man's life, there comes a time where he must choose between the turtleneck and the non-turtleneck. At the age of 7, two of my close friends had their turtlenecks cruelly stolen from them. And I believe that... Now, I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this. What do you mean I didn't prepare a 5-minute fucking TED Talk?
Circumcision. Well done.
That's all I can think of, as always. What?
I think that was very good and impromptu, but what I thought I would do is actually just bring to you a list of the strangest TED Talks that have ever occurred, and I thought that much in the way that we are usually want to do, we can just riff on that a little bit.
A list of my favourite TEDs.
Yes, this one is Bear.
This one is from How I Met Your Mother. Look at him go.
That's the only TED I could think of.
Hi kids, this one's your mum. This is how I know about an umbrella, I think.
This one does a football team, a British football team, on Apple TV. His second name's Lasso.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, yeah. Ted Lasso.
And that's the two Teds we know.
And those are the Teds that we know.
Those are our Teds.
This one.
Oh, no, there's the guy. No, sorry, Tom. Sorry, just cut you off there. There's the guy from Line of Duty. He's also a Ted.
You watch so much television, but no movies. It's very strange to me, because typically a TV series is like 12 hours long, but movie is two.
There's not enough Teds in the movies, are there? There's more Teds on TV.
Watch it for the Teds.
Ted Lasso.
Alex just goes where the Teds are, mate.
Okay, fair play. Well, there's going to be a lot of Teds here.
Excellent.
So, the first one that I have is that a bloke by the name of Joe Smith, and I promise I haven't made this up, it's a real name.
It's a real name of a real man, I promise, officer.
He really did a TED Talk in real life. He's from Oregon, America. And what he did was he was very concerned about the climate, and so he went on stage and demonstrated how to dry your hands with one paper towel.
Ah.
That's inspiring.
So a man got up on stage and taught people how to dry their hands.
This reminds me vividly of a nightmare that I had when I must have been like 9. So the morning before, I was getting ready for school, and I thought I'd reinvented the wheel, because in getting dressed, instead of putting like pants, trousers, shirt, socks on, I'd put shirt, then trousers on, and then in doing that, I didn't have to tuck my shirt in afterwards.
You didn't hear that. I just dropped my pen in response to how awe-inspiring that is.
Wow.
As a man that tucks his shirt in pretty often...
I had a nightmare that the headmaster found out about this and made me demonstrate it in front of the entire school as a way, like, getting ready for school was some kind of any percent speed run. I just found the best time save there was. Hey kids, put your shirt on first and then your trousers.
The extra 4 minutes sleep you could get. God, Alex has always been a stickler for efficiency. When's your TED talk about that?
Ash, did you have any recurring nightmares as a kid?
I used to, right, so I had a nightmare last night that all my teeth fell out and I couldn't walk. It was pretty fucking horrific, actually. I woke up, yeah, literally, I woke up sweating and the bee's knees was like, are you okay? And I was like, do I still have all my teeth?
No, I just dreamt that I was a slug.
That one means that you're about to come into some money, Ashley.
I fucking need to. I'm broke as shit. So yeah, no, I used to have a recurring nightmare that my nana would turn into an octopus.
Okay.
I've no idea why, but like she was purple. She was as big as the room she was in. A very large room, to clarify. She wasn't like in a cupboard, because that wouldn't be very scary, would it? But she's as big as the room she's in a shoebox. But yeah. but I used to have a dream that my nan turned into a giant octopus and would chase me around the house. It was pretty fucking horrific, actually. I still don't trust her. I haven't seen her in like 2 years now.
Beth had one the other day. Pregnancy dreams are a whole thing, apparently. The hormones do a real number on you. Mm. She had a dream that she was looking out of our front window of our house, and Harry and Meghan Markle were walking past, and she just opened the window and like, oh, hi, Harry and Meghan. They were like, oh, hello, Beth. She was like, just chatting to her. How you doing? Yeah, no, really good. Just pop down to the nature reserve. Oh, lovely. And Beth was like, do you mind if I just get like an outfit of the day picture for Instagram? And Meghan was like, yeah, no, sure, no worries at all. And Beth dreamt that she just handed Meghan Markle her phone and then just posed in her jimmies.
Literal royalty, and she's like, hey, can you take a photo of me?
Can I take a picture for the gram? Thanks so much.
I wouldn't be shocked if the fucking royals walk past your house, though, with where you live, you posh fuck.
Yeah, you do live in a posh area now.
Yeah, my council tax bill about it. Fucking never gonna recover from this.
So I used to have a recurring nightmare where my dad, who is still alive, had passed away, and it was his funeral, and his funeral was taking place in a leisure centre activity hall. Perfect. So all of
so
my
you
family
could have a quick cry and then a stunt.
Yes. All of my friends and family were there, and obviously my dad's everyone was there, and there was a train on the stage, and everybody... When I say a train, I mean like a full train, like a choo-choo.
Oh, you don't mean train like the pornography term train. There wasn't just a gangbang at your father's
house. Not the band train.
Train
<Yeah.
laughs> drops Jupiter on her hair.
What I mean is like the front driving portion of like a steam engine. A steam locomotive was on the stage.
Choo-choo,
yes.
If you will.
Okay,
And everybody that was there, apart from me, was having a good old big celebrate and was really happy that my dad was dead. And I was really sad that my dad was dead because my dad had died. But in this fictional universe in this fictional universe that I'd created in my little Tommy head, what happened when a person died is that their soul entered a locomotive and their face appeared on the front of the locomotive, much like a Thomas the Tank Engine.
I hate that. So Timus the Tonk Engine.
Timus the Tonk Engine.
I can't believe that fucking got Alex that bad. I'm sorry, Tim.
Got me too. Tim got me something wrong.
Things to take away from this episode. I have heard the words, my dad has died, and 30 seconds later, I've just given myself cramp from laughing so hard. This really is a bad episode.
So Tom, in this nightmare, right, you were at the point where your dad is Timus the Tonk Engine. Where are we going from here?
Okay, so
So Timus is on the stage, and everybody's really happy that Timus is dead.
Is he on the rails or off the rails?
He's on the rails.
Okay.
And then when the funeral is nearing its end, a train horn whistles like a choo-choo, and then Timus the Tonk Engine drives off, trains off into the afterlife off of the stage, and everybody cheers and celebrates for the death of my father.
No, in a major key. It's got to be... What would Ringo Starr have to say about that?
Words, I guess.
He's the narrator.
Is Ringo dead? Is he a train now?
I didn't get a reaction from that. Is it because you didn't know he was the narrator, or was it just not good?
I didn't know he was the narrator.
I'll take it.
Okay.
On the subject of narrators and people who voice things, do you guys remember when you told me that Owen Wilson voices Lightning McQueen? Ka-chow, by the way.
Oh, ka-chow.
I spent today telling everybody at my new job, people that don't know me, that Owen Wilson voiced Lightning McQueen.
I feel like that's pretty common knowledge, because you came to us surprised by it, and I think we just knew that.
Am I the only one that's blown away by it?
Like, what it would be, it would be the equivalent, Ash, of me telling you that Ringo Starr narrated Thomas the
Cock.
Everyone knows it. Everyone knows it, all right? It's common knowledge.
Oh, you dick.
Tom, look me in the eye in this studio and tell me that you knew Ringo Starr narrated Timus the Tonk Engine.
No, that was a prank. There's cameras here, here, and here. You've just been got by the prank patrol, all right?
The prank ninja's got you.
Yeah, you just got prank pranked. Yeah, no, I do think it is pretty common knowledge, Ash, that Owen Wilson, the man who goes, wow, did a race car.
Meow.
Meow.
He does the wows and the nooms.
And the ka-chows.
And he narrated Thomas the Tank Engine. Do you guys know that?
So, Tom, we spoke about that first one for 11 minutes. Have you got any other TED Talks?
Yeah, so this next one here is a lovely lady by the name of J. Rim Lee. And J. Rim Lee, she's an artist, and she explains on stage why she's training mushrooms to eat her body.
I don't think they need much training. Mushrooms naturally eat decomposing material. What do you mean training?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's their whole purpose, bro. Without mushrooms, we'd be knee-deep in fucking dead shit all the time.
Mm. Her talk itself was called My Mushroom Burial Suit, and she explains how the human body is full of toxins that traditional burial methods poison the environment with. So she's training mushrooms to recognize her body's excess skin and hair cells so that when she's buried, those specific mushrooms will absorb her life force and become sentient. No, I made the last bit up.
Does she know that, like, you will just rot? Like, naturally. You don't need to train a mushroom to eat a dead thing because that's their entire fucking existence.
Yeah, I also really don't think you need to get up on stage and tell people you're doing it either, to be honest.
While I was away in holiday in the coastal town of Lewisham / Norfolkshire, I was away with a lady what does veganism. And another person that was there had COVID at some point and was talking us through like kind of the side effects he experienced as a result of his COVID. And he said for a while, his sense of smell was just broken. So he was walking through actually the coastal town of Lewisham. He was in London. And he walked past a smell and his missus went, oh, that absolutely reeks of sewage. And he was like, oh, I've really enjoyed it. I've been enjoying it for the last 5 minutes. Just because his smell was
bakery.
Just...
bakery, it smells great.
Yeah, and they had this weird sweet smell to him. And one of the other things was that all chicken just tasted like it was rotting and it was just, tasted of rotten chicken. This vegan was just like, well, that's all it is anyway.
Everything is on its way to rotting, isn't it? Like, that's the universe is entropy. Yeah. Everything is entropy. When people are like, oh, we're all going to die sometime, it's like, yeah, way to point out the fucking obvious. What do you mean? Mm. Like,
It was just the reason for telling the thing was because it's just kind of like, well, shit, yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're right, but fuck.
Yeah, as soon as you take it off the chicken, it's not. It's got a shelf life.
You know, we're all on our way to becoming trains in the big train station in the sky.
You know, when Harry, I'm going to do another movie episode 2 weeks. Movie reference 2 weeks in a row. You know, when Harry goes to King's Cross when Voldo does a murder at him.
Yeah, spoilers.
But yeah,
that's where Timmis went.
Yeah, Timmis went to the big King's Cross in the sky,
and he was like, I've got to go back, and I Dumbo. And Dumbo was like, Timmis, do what you want. Go on.
It's up to you, mate.
You can stop at Ely, Thetford, Norwich. Whoever you want.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I've got 40 seconds left, and I just needed to tell you about this last one here. Artist Neil Harbison explains to people on stage how he's made himself a cyborg. Now, what he goes on to explain is that he was born with colour blindness, essentially. But in the early 2000s, he worked with a bunch of scientists to acquire what he calls an electronic eye. And this eye that he has fitted to the top of his head senses colour frequencies and turns them into sounds, right? Now, as cool as that is, because he can now sense colour through sound, I don't think that that qualifies for cyborgism. No, personally,
what you've done there is you've basically like gone, okay, I can't see certain colours, but I can hear them. What happens when you're walking through like anywhere with a fucking rainbow? You're trying to listen to a conversation and all you can hear is, ee! Oh, that's purple. I love that. Yeah, fucking what a pointless. Like, don't get me wrong, it's cool that he did it, but it is fucking pointless. Like, and if also, you can hear colours, they probably painted your bedroom with lead paint when you were a kid.
And also, what my friend Neil Harbison has done, really, essentially, is this thing that's on top of his head is, like, drilled into his skull. But what he's essentially done is, like, the really hard method of just carrying around a Bluetooth speaker.
Bluetooth speaker, any percent hard mode, completely, mate.
That's just Bluetooth speaker with extra steps.
Wait, you guys, guys have a Bluetooth speaker?
I don't know whether it's my dad or
this is gonna
the
be poor.
Money train.
Oh no.
Choo choo, Timmis.
The corpse of the money train. Thanks, Timmis.
Let's jump on the money train and not my dad's dead train locomotive body.
Still listen to this? Does he know about this nightmare you've had? Because if not, he's got a fucking brilliant Halloween idea for next year. He just rocks up at your house in full Thomas the Tank Engine regalia, only he's like red and dripping with blood. It's me, Timmis.
And now I have had seizure. Shall we board the money train?
Yes, Tom.
I'm on it. Choo choo, motherfucker.
Welcome to the money train.
Thanks for having us on. I'm speaking on behalf of me and Ashley when I say thank you for having us on it.
Choo-choo.
Tickets, please.
I didn't bring my ticket, and I'm going to go hide in the bathroom with my other teenage friends on our way to Skegness Skate Park Excite.
No, you just told me that you've done that, so now what we have to do is we have to go to the rearmost carriage of the train, and I have to throw you off.
The rearmost one is furthest away from Timmis, and I feel safer there, so that's fine.
Train jail. Guys, welcome to the money train. I've got some excellent news. I've got a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've been We've been nominated for a podcast award.
Hey!
Have we?
Yeah.
Have we actually?
Yeah, been nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Awards.
The People's Choice, Alex just means like two or three people he knows.
Yeah, us.
the two friends he has.
No, we've been nominated. We've been nominated for a podcast award.
I feel as though this would have been news that you'd have shared with us.
Yeah, I feel like this wouldn't be an on-air thing.
Yeah. No, I got bored in the last segment, so I went on the website, and it's just a form they let anybody fill out. I nominated us for a podcast award.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, no. Whilst we're on the money train, then let's all go and do that. Let's just vote for ourselves, however many times. Listen, if you're hearing this, which you obviously fucking are, you need to go and nominate us for awards, because imagine how cool it would be, right? That beautiful awards ceremony, loads of really actual famous people, and then there's just us three fucking morons.
Oh, hi, Mr. Rogan. Hi, Joe. Hello.
Hi, Joe Rogan. Listen, I'm a huge fan of the way you talk about elk. And I wanna be your friend. I wanna hang out.
Oh, look over there. That's Conan over there. That's America's Conan. And here we are. Hello, just here to get our award.
We should tell him that we're more popular than him in Lithuania.
Albert, how do I find it?
Just Google podcast award nominations 2022 and just see what comes up.
Is that what you just fucking did? Did you just sit there and Google it, you fucking
There
idiot.
Was a period in the last segment where I was quiet and then I just came back and laughed for a bit. I didn't really say anything. It was because I was really distracted filling in nomination forms. Anybody podcast can do it. They don't let...
Award nominations.
There's not even a paywall. 2022. Just do it.
Look at how much do you think what, actually nominate people? Because we could like really fuck this up.
Alex, can I have a website? Can I just have a site? Can you tell me where you went, please?
Attitude like that is not going to get us an award.
Alex, please.
People's choice.
I can't find it.
Me neither. We'll get to it. Listeners, get us some awards or we'll quit.
Yes, nominate us, please.
Get us some awards or Timmy's coming for your soul.
Hmm.
Obviously, if you're nearby tracks, otherwise he can't.
No, he can't get to you then.
Train Grim Reaper would be the least frightening thing on the world, isn't it? Death could never be.
Train. How to evade. Go left.
Train. Step back. Tim Grim Reaper. Trim Reaper.
He likes your cut, G. Trim, as in haircut? Did you like it?
I was with you.
Thanks,
Trim us the tank.
Trimus the Tonk Reaper.
Okay.
That's nothing. We've got a review to read as well.
Yeah. So it says, good job! And good job is spelt G-U-D-J-A-W-B. So you can tell they're a listener because they're also dyslexic. Good job! Never fails to make me laugh. All round feel-good podcast. And that's by Smelly Gooch via Apple Podcasts.
You simply love to
thanks,
see
Smelly
it.
Smelly Gooch.
Listen, Smelly Gooch. As thanks for you giving us a review, if you tell me who you really are, I will help clean your smelly gooch. You come to my house, I have a hose pipe and the will to do what's right.
I'll put up a shelf for you. Smelly Gooch, you have earned one token for a shelf put up by Alex Springthorpe, host of the 33% Majority podcast, and I'll just come and I'll do it. I'll just put it up for you, wherever you'd like in the house.
You won't have any choice. Like, you're just somewhere in your house. There's going to be a shelf.
A surprise.
So, you guys... So, Smelly Gooch, you have earned yourself an undercarriage clean, a free shelf put up, and from your third host, Tom Hutchinson, I know the Konami code off by heart, so I'll come to your house and I'll try that on any of your video games.
Do some cheat codes.
Maybe. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll get it done for you. I can do it. I can do the Konami code.
Right, smashed it. Look. That's the offer there of a lifetime. Go. If you're hearing this, and we know you fucking are, leave us a review and you'll get a surprise shelf putting up, not where you think it's going to go, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, an undercarriage clean from yours truly, and Tom will come to your house and try any amount of the Konami cheat codes on any of your consoles.
There we go. Lovely.
And with that, I'm now the host of the show. Hello, welcome to my segment. You know, hi. Guys, nice to be how... here. You know, many moons ago in the group chat, I suggested we do Reddit, and then I never actually did it, and you guys used it as the cop-out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time, yeah.
You were doing it so fucking wrong. You really... Oh, shit. You were copping out, but still making it hard work. You were on the wrong subreddit. You were on Am I the Asshole? Ask Reddit is just a plethora of starter questions for your comedy podcast.
Okay.
Can I just like where this is going,
Alex? I know that a few weeks ago you said to me not to interrupt you, but you really have honestly nailed this episode as peak mediocrity. I simply love to see it. Love it.
It's really right. The 33% majority, right down the fucking middle. Take you on
before it'll do.
Before I begin, I was wearing my 33% majority hoodie, trademark,
And one of the guys at work was following me behind as I walked to the kitchen and was like, 33% majority, what's that then? And I was like, oh, it's a podcast, that's my name on it. Look, those are the two other guys I do it with. It's just like a fun thing we do. I really enjoy doing it, though. He was like, oh, I thought it would be a bit more profound than that. And then he just fucked off.
A bit more profound? What the fuck?
He thought it was going to be clever.
Yeah, it's. You should just turn around and be like, it's a secret, and then just keep walking.
It's the secret.
Really yes. Bad advertising, but it'll fuck with him, you know.
No, actually, I think it's brilliant advertising. I think it's brilliant advertising because it'll drive him to go and Google it.
Google it, yeah. And then next thing you know, he's listening to episode, not this one, because he knows not to listen to this one. He's listening to episode 2, and he's having a great time.
He's loving it. My bad audio quality, but still a better episode than episode 1.
Your audio quality in episode 1 is flawless. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's a fucking lie.
I think in episode 1, Tom is using a headset that he used to use for calls, telephone calls for work. I imported it to Audacity and just threw a shitload of bass on it to try and make it sound like a higher quality.
I was still using my PS4 headset at that point. In episode 1, I was using the same headset I bought to play Destiny with Alex with.
What's bad is I'd already got this microphone, so what you've got is one okay microphone, two awful ones, but the contrast between them makes them sound so much worse.
Well, weirdly enough, though, in retrospect, like when we had recorded that and you sent it to us to review, I thought my audio quality was like pretty good given that it was coming from a headset and I hadn't planned on buying a microphone, and I didn't realize how good my voice was actually capable of sounding until I bought a real mic.
Yeah, Tom always thought he just sounded like that. His natural tone was crisp.
With that, I'm going to take it away with the first Ask Reddit. What is the creepiest thing that's happened to you at work? The reason I selected this one is it was a bit dry, but it happened to me today. There is a lady in my office, right? When I'm at work, mm-hmm. I have one of my Samsung Galaxy Buds Pro in my ear, be it left or right, upside down or normal. I'm not fussed, but I'm always cranking either Fat Tunes or a podcast. And people just kind of know now just to kind of wave in my view, get my attention, because saying my name, I don't listen to it. I'm enjoying quality goofs and fat riffs. This lady came up behind me, stood directly behind my chair for I don't even know the amount of time she was there. And the only reason I knew that she was there is because I reached up with my arms. I had a good stretch, and I folded my arms backwards behind me and punched her in both breasts.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful behavior.
That's not the creepy thing that happened at work, because you groped a stranger.
Yeah. Assaulted sexually a stranger.
She's telling the same story on her podcast.
I got really angry with her because it's like, why the fuck would you do that? I've literally just assaulted you without meaning to. I don't know. I feel like I gaslit her a bit. I don't know who the victim is there.
I
feel like
do.
It was me, but also, has anything creepy happened to you at work? We can skip past this one if not. I just knew that I did.
No, I've got a creepy story. I got a creepy story.
Tom, do you want to go first? Because I'm still trying to get over the fear of mine before I say
it. I'll be really quick. Do you remember when the iPhone 10 came out and it was full screen iPhone time? Finally.
Yep.
No home button. Remember that?
Yeah.
There was a bloke in an office that I used to work in that got the iPhone. And I don't want to kink shame anybody, but I do probably think the best thing to do when you get a new phone and you're going to pass it around the office to show people your cool new phone, probably just close all your porn tabs so that they can't see that you've been watching specifically BBC porn. Maybe. Would be a good
idea.
That's
exclusively all I watch because I just love the BBC broadcasting. You know, I love what they do. I love their work.
It's not British broadcasting. It's something very different and longer.
Well, no, he's just very proud of his habits. That's it. He's wanking
maybe,
with pride.
Maybe.
There, and you should fucking try it, mate.
Was he the owner of BBC, or was he watching BBC as not owner of BBC?
He was not owner of one of them.
I just feel like saying BWC doesn't sound nearly as good.
No. Doesn't have a ring to it.
Doesn't sound I wouldn't pass BWC around the office, but I definitely pass BBC around the office.
BBC, good. Average WC, shameful.
The 33% majority of penises.
Yes.
Straight down the middle.
Straight down the middle.
Just to clarify, the 33% majority is not an anti-white penis podcast.
Great. That's just what white people needed. Thanks, Ash. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Ash, I feel like you will have an answer for this one. Just to,
I've got several. I've worked at a lot of places. I've been fired like at least 4 times. when I was working at a fast food chain that rhymes with McDonald's, which I've been fired 3
King?
Times from 3 separate McDonald's, by the way, moment of fame, proud dad moment. Nigel, if you're still listening, that's me, your son. I've been fired 3 times from McDonald's.
I was the cause of one of them.
You were the cause of one of them. I gave you too much free food. That was a good time. So I used to work on the drive-through window, and then I'd occasionally help kitchen out by going to the freezer and getting stock. The freezers at McDonald's are walk-in jobs, so they're like 10-foot by 10-foot cubes full of freezery stuff, chicken nuggies and all that lark. I used to work with a guy who I'm not going to use his name because he potentially does listen, because he does still
talk. But it rhymes with?
Manuel Myth. So Manuel, if you're listening, you'll remember this, you creepy fuck. So I walk in, the lights are off in this room, right? There's no windows, it's a fucking freezer, so it's pitch black. It is minus fucking 7 degrees, which for you Yanks, I'm not going to translate it because I don't like you that much, but it's cold. And he sat there in a McDonald's uniform, which is basically made of paper, in the dark, and I'd been sent to look for him. He had been missing for 3 hours.
No.
I open the freezer door, I flick the light on, he sat there humming, no headphones, no phone, no fucking hands. He's just sat there quietly.
Was he locked in, or was he just
horrific.
There because that's where he wanted to be?
No, he wasn't there. No, there's, you can open them. He was just in there because that's where he wanted to be, or he was waiting for his next victim.
No, he just likes spending time with the nuggies.
Just sits there pretending to be a chicken. That, it was fucking horrific. I was scared for my life. I thought he was going to get up and snap my neck.
No, just chicken nuggies is his friends.
Chicken nuggies is my friends.
Yeah.
So the thing I was actually speaking about, when I said, Ash, that you'll have one for this, I was referring to my next question, but you just jumped in there with a real zinger. This one, I think, is another one that is right up your street to put the pressure on you. What's legal, but if you do it, you still look like a psychopath?
Ooh. Let's go first for this one, if you like.
Oh god, he's got one and it's awful. Oh no. See, I like to sit in my car on lunch and I feel like that's bad. People walk past my car and I'm just sat there eating a sandwich on my own and no one else does
it. It's raining and your car's leaking.
I used to do that. I used to do that as well, Alex. I used to do that when I worked for a company that rhymes with Best and Boonian.
Is that how we do this?
I love that bit so much. It just brings me so much joy. Oh.
Guys, did you know that I also used to work for a company called... No, it's not called. It rhymes with Boca Bola.
Did you work for the devil themselves, Coca-Cola? I'm not afraid to say his name.
No, Ash. He worked for a company that rhymed with Boca Bola.
So, guys, I've got to tell you a story quickly.
Go on, Tom, I'm listening.
I'm sorry, this is about work again. One of my really good friends, his name rhymes with Boss B, and I worked with him at Bahoka Bola, and Ross, much like you, Ash, very, very intelligent man, but just lost it when he got on the phones, which was dangerous because that was his job.
I'm not allowed to work in call centres anymore.
No, now, Ash is a really, really confident man right up until he's got to introduce his own podcast.
Yes, exactly. Now, typically when you work for a company, it's like the easiest thing to say, like what company you work for, and especially so when it's like one of the most well-known soft drink brands in the world, Coca-Cola.
just drop yourself in there.
Boss B, occasionally when he was on the phone, would introduce himself and say that he worked for Mahoka-Tola.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to do that to let them know you... Yeah, but that's like the goal, isn't it? You've got to fuck them up. You want to make sure they go, sorry, who? And then you have to repeat yourself, and now you know they're listening.
Hi there, Boss Lee here from Mahoka-Tola. It's the one I work for.
Jeremy's good drinks. It's the fizzy brown one. Not that one, the other one.
Fizzy brown water, that's what you can have from me.
Hi, it's Boss B here from Is Pepsi Okay?
Ashley, what was your legal psychopathy?
Right, so it's not illegal to call anyone below the age of 10 any name. Like, you can shout fucking swear words at anybody, especially young children. When working at fast food chain that rhyme with McDonald's, I had like...
Where,
like,
where they actually serve Bola Bola.
They do serve Bola Bola. Not to be confused with its competitor, Beppy. Beppis. Yeah, we didn't serve Beppis there, but there was this fucking kid that used to come in all the time with his mum. His mum used to get him a Happy Meal like every fucking day, so you can imagine the standard of human being.
Yeah, low.
So this fucking low-tier, mouth-breathing fuckwit that was like 9 years old would come in, scream when he didn't get the right toy, which, like, because you come in every fucking day, you're not going to get a different toy every time, you little scrotum.
It's a lottery, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he'd come in and he'd scream, and it was like my last shift. I put my coat up, I'm leaving. And he comes up to you and goes, have you got another boy's toy? And, like, first of all toys are fucking boy's toys if you're not an insecure little fuck, you little shitty nine-year-old. And I just went, fuck off, mate. Like that. It's not illegal, but telling a nine-year-old to fuck off, it's definitely not cool.
Questionable, good, not though. Illegal.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's the best feeling of mine. I would do it again today. If that nine-year-old, he's probably like fucking 18 by now and would probably lay me out. But like, I'd just be like, no, fuck you, little shit.
Maybe it was a good learning curve for him.
Why did Beppy get me so hard? Beppy really tickled me, and I will only call it Beppy from now on. From henceforth, the second tier fizzy brown juice will be known as Beppy.
When you go to the pub and you say, you're not no to the beer, I've got to drive, but I will have a Mahoka Tola or a Beppy, please.
There's the two drinks I'll have, nothing else.
Mahoka Tola or a Beppy. One pint of Mahoka Tola or Beppy. Thank you. Thank you. I'll just sit over here. Thank you.
Can I get some ice for my Beppy, please?
Icy Beppy.
I mean, it's a perfect segue into my next Ask Reddit question. What's the fastest made up band name you can think of? Beppy.
Icy Beppy.
It's a Beppy.
It's the Backstreet Beppy Boys.
Backstreet Beppy. Singer of Beppy.
I'd just call my band like Hey Google, just to fuck with people.
That's
Hey Google,
great.
Play
That's
Hey Google.
A great one. I'm sorry, I can't do that right now.
That's the name of our first
single. Google, not Siri, mate. Fucking get lost, you Apple using knob.
You're the minority here, so fuck off.
Doesn't that make it a hate crime?
Not
it does. Maybe
to
it does.
Any, not compared to any kind of sales charts. Tom,
are we going by Android or like manufacturers?
Do Android sell more than Apple? Like OS?
No, yes, no.
I think just by variety. No.
Yeah, of course Androids do, because they make Androids that cost £6. So of course there have been more Androids sold. But if we're going by manufacturer, no, I'm not certain that a single company has outsold Apple in
Tom,
devices.
Tom, for a brief moment, with your love of Apple, it does sound like vaguely Tory-ish. Just, I know you're not a Tory, but
One of us.
Alex has got his doffed cap.
Oh dear.
Apple sold almost 18 million more smartphones than previous leader Samsung in the last quarter of 2020.
Yeah.
So, oops. So hey, you win this round, Tom, but I can still take a photograph of the friggin' moon.
That feature, right, for fuck's sake, I was talking about this recently. That feature is that your phone can recognize that you've zoomed in really far to the moon, and then what they do is they paste on top of it, the moon.
Myth busted, Tom. I checked that out with Alex the other day.
It's tidally locked.
I disproved it. You'd have seen this. You'd have seen it in my TED talk. I did one of these. I debunked this myth. What I did was I got a letter. I wrote a letter saying, hello, Alex. Hope you're having a good day. Kind regards, Alex. I put 6 stamps on it. I put it in the post box. But first of all, what I had done is I wrote the moon on it. I sent a letter to space and I took a photograph of it, and you can see it on there.
Oh, what? Shit.
So, see,
See you later on
that one. Bombshell.
yeah.
Has this been a podcast?
Do you know what? Actually, barely this week.
This has been my favourite episode in quite a while. This has been a podk.
It's not a full podcast. It's just a podcast.
It rhymes with mobcast.
It's been a bodbast.
A bodbast. Thank you for listening to our bodbast.
It's been a bad bast, a bad cast, a bad podcast.
I've been your host, Ashley's whole dad, Alex Springthorpe.
I have also been your host, Ashley's dad's hole, Ashley Hall.
And I've
thing to say.
Been Ashley's whole hall, Tom Hutchinson.
Perfect.
Thank you all so very much for listening. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
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 Don't forget to like and subscribe. Okay, bye.
Do we want to have a sing song before we begin?
Yeah, pick a song.
Chimed in with a haven't you people ever heard of? Closing the goddamn door, no. It's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality.
Anyway.
Haven't you people ever heard of Audible Podcasting? That was the end of my stanza. Thank you.
I liked your stanza.
I liked Tom's stanza the most.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.